o'clock, and I think we'll go ahead. I'm sorry if you can't see me. I think everybody else is here. We're ready to go. So let's move forward, and I won't delay you. If I can figure it out, I'll try to get that changed. So it is 12 noon on Monday, April 4th of 2022, and I will call to order the Pacific City Joint Water and Sanitary Authority Board of Directors workshop. I will call the roll. Tom Donahue.
Here.
Cameron Gogas.
Here.
John Carlton.
Here.
Ann Price.
Here.
For the record, all directors are present. We have with us Nanette Carvalho, right?
Carvalho.
Thank you from HR Consulting. Thank you for joining us. And of course, we have John Wesley, our authority manager, and I believe Rochelle is with him a little off camera there. So everybody is here that needs to be here for this workshop. We are doing this workshop because we, as a board, have continued to work on our authority manager review, trying to improve it as we move forward. And this workshop is to look at identifying how we will, in the future, include review comments or review information from our staff. And with that, I sent Nanette the job description for our authority manager, our review form, the information when we discussed this from the board meeting packet notes a while back, and also the memo that we had when we discussed this issue with Ryan Fleming. Based on that, we had a conversation, and Nanette produced some information, and I'm going to turn the floor over to her to talk about how we best can achieve getting information for our review process for our authority manager. So Nanette, please go ahead.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for inviting me today. It's exciting that I've been asked to work with the authority again. Last year, I conducted stay interviews with the employees, and I felt I had good feedback that they were honest. They felt comfortable speaking with me. And so going forward, what I'm recommending is that we do what's called a 360-degree survey of the manager. Now, the nice thing about this type of survey is this isn't something that's happening to him. It's something that he's actually having an opportunity to participate in as well. So it allows for less defensiveness, you know, when you're actually involved in the process. And what I did was, and I believe you all, the questions that I sent over, having worked with the authority before and the employees and kind of understanding a little bit of the history, I felt that these questions were good questions to ask to gather information that perhaps we missed with the previous manager, that had we had this information, it would have put us in a better situation all the way around. So these questions, what happens is I basically speak with each of the employees and ask them these questions. What's nice about me doing this as opposed to what Ryan had recommended, which is have the manager conduct these questions, is that people don't feel comfortable talking to their managers. They're not going to give open and honest feedback, you know, which is why problems come about. So by speaking with me and also kind of we have, you know, a little bit of a relationship developed, I feel that I'll be able to listen and kind of have them say a little bit more than just the rating. If I pick up on any hesitancy or additional information that they want to share, I may be able to have them open up enough to provide that to me. So I think that the format is good. It's a quick way to gather information, have everybody using the same skills, and then having the manager perform go through this same survey so that we can see how he rates himself And are we within the same kind of range as to what our perception is versus his perception, or are there areas where there's gaps? So we want to look at all of this information while not making it too complex, but basically saying, look, we've got an area here and we've got an area here. And one of the things that I recommend based on my research on these 360s is the manager, he receives a copy of this report so that he can see what it says, as well as the board. But then it's up to the manager to say, I'm going to create a plan on how to move forward. So he's involved with how to put his strengths to best use, and then maybe address any areas that are weaknesses that they need to address. I think this will give us a good foundation doing this first year. And then if you wanted to, you could do this again the following year, just so we can see how we're doing over the course of the year. And again, this is great information from the people who actually work with him, because you only see so much. You know, you're only allowed to go in and see so much. So it's really difficult for you to provide feedback on his performance when you're not there with him day in and day out. So I think it's a great way to get the entire unit involved in something that's meaningful, and you know, address. We can find out if there's any problems that we haven't been aware of, and really perhaps identify some strengths that we can put to work as well. Any questions?
Are you Italian?
Carvalho, my husband's Portuguese, but I talk with my hands a lot.
Matt, this is Tom Donahue, and I just wanted to thank you personally for your stay interviews. It got us out of a tight situation, and the answers that you got from our staff were very revealing, I thought, and they also pointed out some things that I personally didn't have a clue were going on and how they felt. So I think this type of process that we're doing here, continuing on with the performance review for an AM, is going to be very helpful. I agree with almost everything you said, because you kind of hit the nail on the head with this 360, and that's exactly what I think we need.
Wonderful. Well, thank you.
Sean?
Thanks. Hi there, Nanette.
Hi.
I guess my kind of question is, would you use kind of the same questions that you used before for the stay interviews?
There is some overlap, but it's a little bit more focused to gather some additional information about the area manager's specific performance. Before, we had focused on really, why does the employee stay with the water district? What is it about this job? So it was more about the employee and the feeling and how they're viewing things. And this is specifically geared to their manager and that relationship.
Okay, thank you. And then I just kind of want to make sure that there's an avenue, sort of a built into this, I don't know, whatever you want to call it, a backup or a ripcord or something, so that, you know, if there is, and I don't expect there to be, but, you know, I'm thinking in terms of this as long-term, that would span many different authority managers, you know, some sort of a relief valve where if there was some sort of issue with a authority manager, that there's a sort of a relief valve through you that could be brought to the board's attention just in case. I don't know if I explained that very well.
So a problem arises, but who is the one that's initiated? Is it like a complaint that an employee may have a complaint of the manager and they want to go outside of the authority to address it or bring it up?
Or if an employee has a complaint or a concern about the authority manager and doesn't feel comfortable going directly to the authority manager, that we have an avenue to somehow address that concern if need be.
Sure. So that should be in the employee handbook. Hopefully, we've put it in there, the complaint resolution policy, and it outlines the process, so there should always be more than one or two people in the chain, because those two people could be the problem. So I believe that there already exists such a thing.
Great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Kevin?
Yeah, do we go through an orientation for all our new employees and who puts it on to describe things like the 360 program or insurance? I mean,
did you want me to answer that question?
Let's see if John will take a stab at that, because that I think is directed more towards new employees on a regular basis.
Yes, we've got an onboarding procedure that involves covering all of those areas plus many more. We definitely one of the first things we do is to give them a copy of the employee handbook. We ask the employee to read that. We give the employee time on the job to read that, and then we ask them to acknowledge their receipt and understanding of those policies. And whether it's going through how to fill out your timesheet at the end of the pay period, or how to access information about your benefits, or all that stuff we cover I think pretty thoroughly in the onboarding process.
So John, so who's the go-to person? Would it be Rochelle, or is it you?
Well, it's actually a combination. I work with a new employee. Rochelle works with a new employee. Leonard works with a new employee. So each of us kind of have our own roles. Leonard is more, training, providing training for the actual on-the-job duties. Rochelle is often a lot more just the minutiae, the nuts and bolts, getting people's W-4s signed and getting the right to work stuff all behind us, but then I come in and I play a bigger role, more philosophy, policy, stuff like that. So it's a joint effort. But I think we cover the bases pretty well with that.
So, from your understanding, do you have any part of doing that? Or have you looked at that, the process of what we're doing?
So, Rochelle, we had a chance to work together a little bit before, and I believe it's John, what he's calling onboarding. I make the distinction between orientation, which is typically the things that happen the first day. You come in, you fill out your paperwork, you get your benefits, the key review policy, all of that. And then the onboarding is how somebody's really learning the job and the culture and who are the go-to people and how to request this when that's needed. So Rochelle, you're going to have to remind me, did we create a new hire process to get, I believe that was part of the service that I did. And if not, it's something we can talk about, but it's pretty, John basically nailed it. They come in, they go through this standard checklist, so that everybody gets the same, and they'll know that Rochelle is kind of the HR person, so she's the starting point. So it should be clear to all the employees.
Thank you.
Tom, go ahead.
Nanette, have you had a chance to look at the current form for the AM review?
I don't know if I'm not sure what you're referring to.
Okay, we have it's ratings and definitions, completion instructions, and then a description of core competencies, four or five, and then we, of those, and then we as board members would make a rating of how the AM scores. So I was wondering if in this new 360 thing that you were thinking of, would we take similar form or a worksheet that we go through, or is this, I believe, was what Ryan came up with this, and I think it was just before I got here, so 3 or 4 years ago. Is that right, Caroline? Was that about when this was put together?
Yes, I did send Nanette a copy of the job description and a copy of the review form that the board uses. The information that she provided to us is the tool that she will use to interview staff with verbally. And then as part of her proposal, then she will collate all of that information into a report that comes back to the board and to John prior to our doing the review process.
Okay, then I suggest that we, that's the way we're going to do it, which sounds fine, that we have a different, this form updated considerably then, that we're currently using, and take out any comments or whatever referring to how inner working with the AM by employees or staff.
Well, I
that
think
feedback.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
I the, think we've got a delay, I think, because of the wind today. So, Tom, please go ahead.
Well, different competencies described in the descriptions here were several of us had our original reservations refer to interaction with staff and the AAM. So what I was suggesting, because what Nanette's going to do is a separate report, then the performance review form or worksheet that we're using right now is not adequate. It needs to be modified.
Why don't
why
we?
I asked it.
Yes, yes, I think I understand what you're saying. And I think that what we could do is when Nanette finishes up with her interviews with staff, if the data that she collects, if she could divide that into the categories that relate to the review form that we already have, that would help us organize our thoughts as the board members went through the review. And I see Nanette nodding her head, so that sounds like that's a good match, and that would work for everybody without creating any more forms or making any additional edits. Is that satisfactory, Tom?
I think this form needs to be edited, quite frankly.
I agree.
I mean, use the same format, Matt. You know, identifying, you know, core competencies and that sort of thing. But anything in relation to staff should be eliminated. And then we use Nanette's report in reference to those core competencies to make our decisions. And that seems a lot more practical, and leave things the way they are in this particular form, because they're ambiguous at best sometimes.
And then Sean, and then John.
There, had to get unmuted. I think I'm following your thinking there, Tom, and as I was, I have a little different sense maybe of the purpose of the product of Nanette's work. And my sense of the product of her work is that it informs us to be able to answer those questions on the current evaluation form. You could think of it, or I might think of it as sort of an appendix to that form, but but this is our goal when we started these discussions was how do we gather information about employee experience and authority manager interaction with employees. And so that's the void that this process is filling. And I guess in terms of changing the basic form, I think we've made a lot of really great progress in the last few years. And this is another step along that line. And I would kind of like to go forward with this process and see how it works with the current evaluation form. And then later on in a year or two, if we feel like it's not working well, we can continue to tweak it. But I think this is filling a void, you know, for all of us in our ability to fill out that evaluation form. And I'd like to have this information the next go around for the review process and see how it works. Because personally, I have a lot of confidence in how this will work.
I agree with you, Ann. I think it will fill a large void, but some of the questions need to be modified, I think, and we can discuss that at a later date, but if you like. That's what I kind of thought this workshop was about, is to, this is a tool we have to work with. We are creating a new tool with Danette's interviews. It also allows her to hear any, you know, complaints at the same time. Besides that, if she's going to do personal interviews, I thought we may have a form that we would just give employees. But actually, I kind of like her idea better of personal one-on-one, because that gives us the feedback that we've been looking for. So I think all that's good. But I think that form needs to be tweaked a little.
Thanks, Tom. Nanette will be right back. Sean, when she gets back, do you want to go ahead?
Yeah, I mean, I think I can just start.
Okay.
And it just kind of really echoes on what Ann said. I hear what Tom's saying about changing up some of that document, but I mean, we could spend hours redoing it again, and it'll all go out the window the first time we go through this. So I just think, you know, even if it's not perfect, I think this idea that Nanette has come up with as a supplement to the process we already have, going through it once, I think is going to be an eye-opener, and it'll show us exactly where the strengths and the weaknesses in that authority manager performance evaluation document itself is. So I really feel that going through it is the best way to figure out what works and what doesn't.
Thanks, Sean. John, and then Cameron.
Well, I think we're beginning to formulate an answer to my question, which is, you know, is this 360 evaluation meant to replace the existing form? Is it meant to supplement it? Or are we going to try to integrate the two? And, I think I'm starting to get a sense now that I've heard more people speak.
Thank you. Cameron, and then back to Sean.
Now, Nanette, you looked over the authority manager performance review paperwork, correct, that Carolyn sent to you?
Yeah, I'm going to pull it back up again, but yes, I did go through it. And what I think I can do, listening to how this all wants to play out, is I'll be able to take the majority of the questions that I have and put them under the code or a code for what the competencies are that you're looking to rate. So I can maybe help tie those two reports together. I will try to do that. It's not something that I typically do, but I think that I can maybe mesh them somehow to say this is the rating for this grouping or this competency.
So I mean, does it kind of work with the 360? I mean, you're gonna, like you say, you're gonna break it down into categories, or do you think it should be Because I think I agree with Tom. I think some of the wording is kind of doesn't fit it, and I think it needs to be tweaked. But there again, we'll have to do that along the way.
Well, what I would do is take the core competencies. If we're looking at leadership, then we'll say, well, what questions do we have here under valuing behaviors or interdependent behaviors falls under leadership? And then, you know, I could pull out those questions and say, based on this, you know, it appears this is solid, you know. Sure. So I'll try to correlate or at least make that connection so that as you're moving, you know, with this down the road, because I believe there's some maybe restrictions you have with your form or how the form needs to be done. There's a lot of different ways to do performance reviews. There isn't really a recommended way. It's really to get the communication and to set the goals and to identify strengths and weaknesses. So whatever process you end up using, it can always be redefined and improved
along the way. Sure.
Thank you, Sean.
I just want to circle back to John's question and concern. You know, in my mind, I view this as supplemental to the performance evaluation, and eventually will hopefully become an integral part of it. But, you know, for the entire time that I have been on the board, one of my biggest criticisms of the authority manager review process is, you know, as board members, we're the right group of people to be conducting the authority manager's performance evaluation, but we're the wrong people to be evaluating certain technical aspects of what he does or certain interactions that he has with the staff, because we don't see those things and we don't have the expertise to do those things. So this has been a huge hole that predates you, John, in how we do our performance evaluations, and we really need to kind of patch up this hole, and we just don't have that interaction or that experience as board members to be able to quite frankly do that portion of the performance evaluation with any kind of integrity.
Yep.
Thank you. Well, it sounds like we are very comfortable with having Nanette proceed with telephone interviews with our staff, summarizing that, integrating it, most of it into our current format, and then if I hear the board correctly, we'd like that process done in the month prior to doing our review so that we have that data as we individually put our reviews together, and that John also has that data in terms of self-review and can address anything that's there. And that will then make our review process of the authority manager a much better process than what we've had. And again, we're constantly trying to look at how we oversee the authority's operations and do the best for our community. Any other questions of Nanette's process or proposal? Sean?
Yeah, just to throw it out, I mean, just to make sure we have plenty of time, I mean, I would kind of look at this as like a starting 3 months before the employee, before the authority manager review process. I mean, if you figure we've got to get Nanette to have time to interact with the employees, and then that information gets to the board and to the authority manager, and then the board needs to do their performance evaluation. I mean, it's difficult for me to see that happening in less than 2 months, so I just want to make sure we've got an appropriate timeline in there.
To address that, I believe we were talking about doing these interviews in May in preparation for the allowing June to be the review time, and then doing our actual review during our July board meeting, which would be a year from John's employment. So I think we've addressed those particular issues. Tom?
And I can even start conducting them in April. So that's not a problem.
All right, thank you. Tom?
Nanette, do you think it's a good idea to interview all the employees or just some of them?
To set our baseline, I think it's important to interview all of them. So we want to say, yeah, let's do them all. Your price doesn't change, so.
Well, I'm
Rochelle, do you have your hand up? Looks like Rochelle's got her hand up sometimes.
Sorry, it's the coloring in here is bad. My question as an employee is, are we going to allow the employees to look at the questions ahead of time in preparation so they have an idea of what we're actually going to be talking about, or are you just going to throw us under the bus?
No, you understand that.
No, the train's coming through.
I think that that's a very valid question. In the past, it's been more off the cuff, you know, because what we don't want to do is have the employees then get together and start talking and, you know, forming kind of, you know, what are we going to say? So we want it to be more conversational, you know, ask a question, what's your first impression? So hopefully you're not going to feel as if you're thrown under the bus, but that you'll give an honest, candid feedback. And everybody that I've spoken to before, they were very forthcoming and seemed to feel very comfortable. So I don't think that's going to change.
Okay.
Thank you. Cameron?
Yeah, Nanette, you wouldn't be asking all the same questions to everybody. You change it up, I imagine.
No, we are asking the same questions of everyone. You have to compare apples to apples and then have a rating scale for each.
No, well, there's way of asking the same question in a different way.
No, I'm going to ask the same question. Everybody only gets each question once. So it's new to them. So, and then we'll see how everybody answers that one question. You know, it's very rare if we were to see people on different spectrums, and it's important to ask the question the same way so that it isn't misinterpreted, because that then creates false information.
Okay.
All right, are there any other questions? Terrific, thank you. Oh, good. Ann?
I just had a quick question about process. If at this point in this meeting, if we want to propose a motion to adopt this process, or if that should take place, that discussion and take vote should take place in a business meeting, or if for any reason that's just not a necessary step?
From my point of view, it's probably not a necessary step. The contract, we've already got Nanette on an open contract. The amount of this contract doesn't rise to the level of board approval. And it appears that we have consensus to move forward with the adding this component to the authority manager review. And so we will have the meeting minutes of this discussion available for anyone to take a look at. But it was at the last meeting that we decided we wanted to add this component. And I think we had a motion at that meeting or a consensus to move forward. So I think we're good unless there's an objection or a concern.
Okay, that sounds perfect to me. I just wanted to make sure we didn't miss any step while we're all together here, so we can. But if we're set to move forward, I'm perfectly on board with that.
Great. All right, then. Then if there are no other questions, we will proceed with Nanette's proposal, and John and or I will discuss with Nanette what the time frame will be, so that by the end of the May we have the information for the board. We will take June to write our reviews, and then John's review will be in an executive session in July. And since that's only our only order of business today, I thank you all for your time, and our meeting is adjourned. We'll see you next week.